The World Health Organization has published its first world report on violence and health. The study examines violence in all forms as a threat to global health. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
In the year 2000, 1.6 million people lost their lives to violence. Most, more than 800,000, were suicides. Homicide was the next biggest killer, especially among men, and conflicts between nations or groups accounted for the rest. Dr. Etienne Krug directed the study. Good morning, Dr. Krug.
Good morning.
What statistic or finding was most surprising to you in this study and report?
It's probably the universality of violence, the fact that we can't pinpoint to a single country, a religion, an area of the world, but violence is everywhere. This is the first time that so much data has been compiled on the issue of violence, not only looking at crime statistics, such as very often is done, but also looking at other forms of violence, bullying at school, women being beaten by their husbands, elderly persons being abused.
I don't suppose you can say whether there's a trend in any direction.
We know that especially youth homicide rates are on the rise in many countries, especially countries in transition. We know also that suicide among young people has been rising in many, many countries. So we have some trends, but we don't have the global picture.
Let me ask you about the United States. How does this country rank in the study of violence?
There are many countries that are more violent than the United States. Some countries in Latin America, some countries in the former Soviet Union have much higher rates of violence than the United States. Now, if we compare the United States to countries with a similar level of economic development, then the U.S. ranks quite high. Just to give you one example, the overall homicide rate in the U.S. is at about 7 per 100,000. If you compare that to the U.K., where it's less than 1, in France, in Japan, where they're all less than 1, we have a strong difference there.
Mm. Isn't violence a behavioral problem and not a public health problem in the way that, say, cancer or tobacco-related illnesses are?
I would say that tobacco, for instance, or HIV or many other health problems are also behavioral problems.
You're right.
So
yes.
Violence is a behavioral problem. It's not only a behavioral problem. Why is it a major public health problem? Because, first of all, of the enormous amount of ill health that results from it. People are dying, 1.6 million dead. Mental health consequences are enormous. Women victims of rape have sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies. So there's an enormous amount of health consequences resulting from violence that end up in the health system. It costs, therefore, an enormous amount of money to health systems in many countries where they already have very scarce resources. But more importantly even, public health can contribute to the solution. We have approaches that have shown success for other health problems by studying scientifically the issue, by trying to understand the causes and developing and evaluating prevention programs. We can contribute. Therefore, we're encouraging our partners around the world to act.
Dr. Krug, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Etienne Krug, author of the World Health Organization's report on violence and health, speaking to NPR's Alex Chadwick. You can hear an extended version of that interview at npr.org.